Well, thank you very much for coming. I really appreciate it. So, as Ben said, we'll go for about 55 minutes, and they'll have 5 minutes break, and then we'll have maybe 5 minutes before the end of each block for questions, if you have any questions. If there's something really urgent or you really need to know something right away, just please raise your hand or yell your question, and then we'll try to kind of attend to it right away. So let me ask you, is there anyone here who does not know anything about Carl Jung or never heard of Jung? All right, great. So all of you have heard of Jung, so the terminology may be familiar to you. So this is about conspiracy theories and a dark religion. The connection between dark religion, which is what we understood with George Dieter, we wrote a book, it's called Dark Religion. So we understand dark religion as the unhealthy religion, for the lack of a better word. It's kind of distorted religion, a religion that is opposed to spirituality. So it's kind of a bizarre religion, if you will, even though it's widespread. And in this lecture, I kind of would like to explore the connections and where the dark religion and conspiracism overlaps. So we kind of covered dark religion, conspiracy, and talk briefly about spirituality. And I would like to get in the last hour into clinical applications, talking about process of change, and take the dynamics of the psyche as processes from Jung's theory. So, madness is a special form of the spirit and clings to all teachings and philosophies, but even more to daily life, since life itself is full of craziness and at bottom utterly illogical. Man strives towards reason only so that he make rules for himself. Life itself has no rules. That is the mystery and its unknown law. What you call knowledge is an attempt to impose something comprehensible on life. And Jung often uses expression man, but he really means like human being, man and a woman. So just please, woman, do not get offended. That's how it was actually translated oftentimes. So what is dark religion? A state and a process of mind that upholds beliefs in a strict or literal interpretation of scriptures. Indicates unwavering attachment to set of irreducible beliefs. It's a rigid adherence to a specific set of teachings. And strive to return to fundamental principles, whatever those are, they're somehow always defined in fundamentalism, but these are fundamental for them. And often by invoking intolerance towards other views and beliefs, active opposition to other religions and belief, sometimes supporting or using violence, and proclaiming moral superiority and righteousness. But fundamentalist also yearn for transcendence and salvation, so that religious function, as Jung would refer to it, and Edward Edinger deeply elaborated on it, and for example, Lionel Corbett talks about the religious function as a very deep principle that it's common to all human beings, or to all beings for that matter. So there's something religious, if you will, that operates within our psyche, and how that religious energy, or it, the holy, or the self, or God, is manifested. It depends on the ego, how the ego filters it, how the ego perceives it, and how ego would not allow to be distorted by it or have a relationship to it. So they're claiming mandate for only correct paradigm and the path of salvation, possessing supreme knowledge of Imago Dei. We'll talk about Imago Dei later. It's the image of God, or the representation of the deity. Possesses correct sacred text supporting beliefs and having superior authority in understanding those. So conspiracism, on another hand, is a secret, illegal and harmful plots that are carried out by humans or superhumans or extraterrestrial powerful beings, aliens, of profane nature. So this is very important to stress in the beginning, that conspiracy theories in this modern in the modern definition are always referring to some kind of beings that are material. They're not immaterial beings. They're either aliens, lizards, or Illuminatis, or beings that live underneath the earth that control humans. If there is a spiritual being, or if there is a sort of unphysical being or immaterial, then we can talk about fundamentalism or religion. So it is a belief that the universe is governed by secret design and embodied three principles. This is according to Barkum's researches, conspiracies. Nothing happens by accident, nothing is as seems, and everything is connected. And conspiratorial thinking, or the conspiracy theories, have these two elements. They're always frightening because there are some evil powers and they're powerful beings that are trying to destroy humans or create something that is by definition negative. But there is also, they're also reassuring. And the reassurance is about, yeah, we can win. If we just know the answer to those, if we put our minds into it, we can find the evil, we can catch them, and we can reveal the conspiracy, and then we can punish the evildoers. So the Barkun says, it's always frightening because it magnifies the power of evil, leading in some cases to an outer dualism in which light and darkness struggle for cosmic supremacy. And at the same time, however, is reassuring, for it promises a world that is meaningful rather than arbitrary. So, conspiracy theories, that they always have this perfect or nearly perfect omnipotent director. So if it's a government, or it's the Illuminatis, or the Freemasons, or the lizard beings, the Anunnakis, they always have such a perfect plan that we have not caught one yet and put them in a jail or in a museum or in a zoo. So they have a very perfect strategies how to operate. So there are like three aspects of it. And there is a supreme justice. That is always the premise of conspiracy theory. And all conspiracies have primal or intended cause. It's never arbitrary. It's never just operating of the nature. It's well thought first and then implemented. And then conspiracy theories exemplify battle between good and evil.